So Liverpool versus Bournemouth, day after review. I'm Andy Kelly. I'm joined by Neil Jones, Ian Doyle and Christian Walsh from the Echo Sports team. Neil, another 3 points for Liverpool, another 1-0, another clean sheet. Once again, it wasn't exactly impressive, but Brendan Rodgers won't be worried about that this morning.
No, he won't. And a familiar sort of theme, isn't it? I can remember Liverpool starting with a couple of scratchy 1-0 wins a couple of seasons ago and going on a hell of a ride after that, and I'm sure everyone will be hoping that it's something similar this time around. A lot of similarities. I think they haven't played well in either of the two games in terms of the cohesion of the team and the passing and the attacking output, but they've got the results and they've got the clean sheets as well, which I think, given that they had so many issues defensively last season, I think that was an important thing. However they come about, that they're sort of getting that over my dead body sort of defending style going. In all fairness, you know, for all that they didn't play particularly well, I don't think Simon Mignolet was particularly overstretched last night, and you've got to take them positives from it. 6 points and no goals conceded.
In the other end of the pitch, obviously, the match winner, Benteke, Liverpool paid a lot of money for him, but if he keeps being the difference between 3 points and 1 point, it'll be money well spent, won't it?
Well, that's it. I mean, it wasn't just the goal, it was just his overall play. He actually gave the attacker a focal point, which is something that they didn't have for a large point of last season. So, you know, Mario Balotelli was given a run long enough and he just couldn't provide that. But Christian Benteke, in the first two games, he's already shown that. I think sometimes you could tell they haven't quite got the relationship there yet, because they've only played a couple of games. He's not been there very long. He did quite a few flick-ons to nobody, or flick-ons to where players should have been, but that'll come over time. And certainly the fans have warmed to him already. You know, he's got the goal in front of the cop, and you know, everybody knows that if a striker can get off to a start like that with Liverpool, then he's usually going to be okay.
Christian, one of the things that sort of struck me at the game last night was Liverpool's fullbacks, and you've got England international on one side there with Nathaniel Clyne, Joe Gomez, an 18-year-old on the other side. Both had their shaky moments, but I felt that by the end of the game, both had sort of got the better of what was a pacey Bournemouth attack down both sides.
Yeah, I thought first 20 minutes, both of them struggled, really. It didn't help that Bournemouth set up with basically an orthodox 4-4-2. And I think it was Richie and Gradle on the wings, and Gradle looking to impress on his debut, Richie, one of their best players in the Championship last season. But what impressed me, I suppose, with both of them was how they grew into the game. Gomez, especially, with a player of that age, 18 years of age, he had what I like to call like a really good 10 minutes. And just before half time, it was looking like Richie was getting a lot of joy out of him, and then he just sort of clicked, and he was very, very good from that point on. When it's a half time, obviously, he was buoyant by that, and it was a good second half for him. For Gomez, for me, his recovery pace is incredible. I mean, sometimes his positional plays a little bit iffy, as you would expect, I suppose, from a player who A is that young and B doesn't normally play left back. You got to remember, this isn't his usual position. He's a centre back or a right back by trade. He's only played left back a couple of times. But such is his speed and his pace, when he's on the back foot, he's a very hard player to get past. Clyne is just, he just seems everything that, Johnson wasn't in those last 6 months of his Anfield career. Players can't get past him too often, and after, as I say, a shaky 20 minutes, he also grew into the game, was for me one of Liverpool's best performers. So, it's a world difference from what they were doing last season, where at the end of last season, when Emre Can was right back and didn't have a hope really, defending against the likes of John Walters, and then an out of form, inconsistent Alberto Moreno. It's a really good platform, and I think more than anything, the two fullbacks are helping those clean sheets.
I think another point that's got to be made on Gomez is that he had Dejan Lovren to his side. He was the nearest centre back to him, and Lovren, he started the season okay, and he's everybody's favourite whipping boy. But something that I noticed is that Lovren was talking him through the game. He was telling him, Christian picked up then, there was times where he was out of position, but Lovren was the one who was telling him to get back into position or telling him where to go.
And also, he was playing against a right-sided, left-footed player in Richie, so he was going to cut in and try and get shots off. So you want your defender on his stronger foot, which is Gomez's right foot, so sort of made sense to play him there as well.
I mean, there were some times where it's obvious that he's not left-footed. but yeah. You know, he's playing out of position. He's you know, he'd never played the Premier League before last week, so I think he's done really well.
Neil, we've come on to sort of Lovren there. Obviously, Brendan Rodgers made it clear that he's you know, the centre half role is sort of his to lose, and he felt he's, you know, a more confident player this year after a decent pre-season. Once again, though, eyebrows will have been raised over the lack of Sacco on the bench. The bench, once again, was exactly the same as Stoke with no Sacco. Sacco was there last night. No thoughts this time on, you know, being a new dad and all that stuff. He's got a lot of support out there, Sacco. Where does he stand now in this Liverpool squad?
Yeah, I think there's a big question mark over him. I wrote actually after the Stoke game that he and Lucas both faced uncertainty over their futures, because regardless of what, you know, was put out about, he missed a few days training. If Sacco was okay to travel to the Britannia, he was okay to be on the bench if needed, and he wasn't. Same, Lucas didn't even travel. Again, last night wasn't featured in the squad. The stories of him going on loan, I think there's no coincidence that they're appearing now. You know, I think it's out there that he's not first choice. It's out there that he's perhaps available, which won't please some Liverpool fans. It might please others, but I think he's got a job on his hands. A to convince the manager that he's good enough to play for Liverpool, rightly or wrongly. But I also think he could be one that, if Liverpool are looking to get rid of a high earner who isn't playing, I think he might be one that might be on the chopping block in the next couple of weeks, along with Lucas.
I think a lot. Sorry.
I was going to say, quite young, high resale value, yeah. Still a French international.
If you think he'll be on good money for someone who's not in the 18-man squad, and we all know what you know, Fenway will look at with wages and will say, well, who's justifying the wage they're picking up?
I mean, the question mark for me would be, where's Sacco to go, whether on loan or, you know, as you say, a decent resale value? Where's the cover at centre half? We of course have Joe Gomez doing very well, and his future's very much seen at centre half. But yeah. It would be, you know, the bedrock of any team for me is your centre half pair, and it's something that Liverpool have probably lacked for, you know, a couple of years. Ian, who, you know, if Sacco were to go, and you know, stress, we're a long way from seeing anything like that definitively, but you know, where is your centre half cover coming from, or would Liverpool need to bring someone in?
I'd be amazed if they got rid of him. I just can't see it myself. They're going to be playing 50-60 games. So, and I know that Joe Gomez is a centre back by trade, but as we've mentioned before, he's only just started at the top flights. There's no, you know, as you've said, there's been enough trouble with centre backs. So the last thing you want to do is give him more pressure and say, okay, you've had a few games out of position now, go back to your position, and you're the main centre back.
Yeah. It's not inconceivable that Lovren could have an outrageous dip in form and become all of a sudden a player who's got to be dropped. You know, it's not like Lovren, he's had two games, that's it now, you know, he's fine. He could theoretically go back to the Lovren of last season.
The problem Liverpool have got with the centre-backs is that other than Skrtel, they're not very reliable yet. In terms of, Lovren's not reliable in terms of his form, and Sacco's not reliable in terms of, he plays 10 games and he gets injured. And Kolo Touré, you know, he's past his best, but he knows he's fourth choice. He's there for the experience and to help them three as well. He'll play a few games, but he's not going to be somebody who's going to be starting every game.
I was thinking, if Lovren suffers a dip in form and Skrtel gets an injury, and Liverpool were to get Sacco off the books, you know, you're looking at a back two of Touré and Gomez. Yeah. Well, there's Elordi as well. Emre Can possibly a centre back, but I mean, I suppose Elordi's the interesting one. They need to pay $7 million for him 2 years ago. I mean, I know he was carrying an injury towards the end of his summer with Portugal in the European Championships in the 21s, but it just seems to have gone very, very quiet on him. He's been picked in the train. He seems to be, you know, fit and ready to play, but he's just not been seen or heard from. So, you know, I think the centre-backs, it's been a problem position for a while for Liverpool, both in terms of, you know, first-teamers and back-up. So I think getting rid of Sacco, who, while he is right in terms of injury, you know, he's not reliable injury-wise, but at least he's played more than five Premier League games.
And if Brendan Rodgers is going to play a style of football where he doesn't need Lucas Leiva, a defensive midfielder, then it puts more pressure on the two centre-backs to actually be very strong either on the ball or have a good relationship. And for that to happen, they have to be fit and informed, because you don't pick players who are fit or not play well.
Well, listen, you mentioned Brendan Rodgers and style of football there. We all heard Brendan Rodgers' press conference on Saturday, and it was no